Have you ever wondered why the more you want something, the harder it is to get it? In this episode, I'm going to tell you exactly why. Yo, what is up, guys? Daniel here. I'm actually very excited for this episode just because it's a little more outside of my comfort zone. I'm going to be talking about something that I'm not too deep in, but I like a lot, which is Eastern philosophy and Taoism. And this is the exact reason why very often people feel like they try to get something, they try to achieve something, but it gets harder and harder to grasp and get within their reach or achieve. But then when they stop and focus on something else, all of a sudden it just seems easy and like if they didn't even have to try to get in the first place. And this is what's referred to as backwards law. So in Taoism, they teach this. You know, I read it through Alan Watts, through Mark Manson. These are other authors and philosophers who've talked about it as well. But it's such an interesting idea because it's something that happened to me recently, you know, in the past couple months. And it was very, very eye-opening to how it's happening to me in other areas of my life. So backwards law, a way to think about it is basically this. Backwards law is kind of like the desire for a more positive experience in itself is a negative experience. So wanting to be happier, wanting to have more money, wanting to have these positive abundance things is a negative experience because you're reinforcing you don't have those things. And then paradoxically, the acceptance of your negative experience is itself a positive experience because you're embracing your reality. You're kind of having that acceptance. You're not living in a delusional world anymore, right? I guess one of the greatest, a simple analogy that I could think about, and then I'll tell you a deeper story of how I learned it, is maybe just even with confidence, right? If you're trying to be more confident, if you're like, I want to be the super confident person that can speak in front of lots of people, and that's what you're trying to be, that's what you're trying to achieve, then that in itself is a negative experience because you're reinforcing that you're not currently a confident person. But if you can embrace that fact that you're not a confident person and you don't pretend, then it's kind of like this self-fulfilling prophecy of acceptance, then now you can move on to the next stage of actually working on yourself to better yourself. Now, yes, some people are probably like throwing caveats. Like I said, this is out of time, my comfort zone. I'm not like this Eastern philosophy guy or guy that just dives deep into philosophy. I'm just trying to explain it in the best context possible. And I think one of the biggest realizations that I had was very recently in November of last year. So I had been working as a software engineer for a cool company called Blue Origin, you know? And to be quite honest, I was there for like almost 3 years, 2.75 years. And it was a great experience. But, you know, I clearly remember being there at Blue Origin and everyone was always like, wow, like that's so cool. You're making so much money as a software developer right out of college. You know, it's like you get to work, you know, you get to see Jeff Bezos if you happen to be there whenever he's there, you know. And even then, like just people there at the company, they're so, so passionate about what they're doing. They're building rockets. They're working towards saving humanity, towards making the world a better place. Now, these are ideas that I could get behind, but just the reality was deep down inside, I always knew this wasn't me and this wasn't what I wanted to be doing. Now, going there to work as a software engineer at Blue Origin, I always saw that as a stepping stone. Like I always knew in the back of my mind, this isn't what I want to do long term. This is just a stepping stone to get my foot in the ground and kind of figure out what those next things are that I want to do. But the thing is, while it was a stepping stone, and while I saw a lot of people that were telling me like, you should be grateful that you're there, you know, you have an amazing opportunity, you're working at a great company. Although I did agree with all those things, the reality is, I was telling myself this lie that I should be happy because I'm in a position where people would die to be. Like I was in a position where I could have gone to, you know, big tech company like Microsoft or Blue Origin, which so many people would love to be in that position. I got to go to Blue Origin, which so many people would love to be working there. I get to work on an amazing project, which so many people would love to be doing that. But that just wasn't my path. It wasn't me. But because there was such a divergence there that it wasn't me, but everyone was like, man, you should be like so hyped up. You should be so grateful. You should be excited. There was a little bit of like guilt there because like, man, I'm like, this isn't me. I'm not happy doing this, but I should be happy, right? I should be grateful because it's a cool company. I'm getting paid a lot of money. I'm doing cool things, but I'm simply not. And this divergence in reality was holding me back because it was actually a negative experience of being there. Like I said, it was a stepping stone, and it did serve its purpose for me to be able to put myself in a better financial position to be able to start to work towards my path. But honestly, I'd probably stay there a little bit longer than I should have been, because at some point, that experience of, after being there for 2 years, it was a great experience. That experience of telling myself that I was happy or trying to do things that would make me happy, but not being happy, was exactly what I described in backwards law, which again, I'll repeat. It's that desire for more positive experience, that desire for more happiness was a negative experience. That desire for more happiness was reinforcing me being in an unhappy situation, or at least in a situation that I just didn't want to be in anymore. Now, I know this gets confusing. I know, and that's literally how Eastern philosophy has been for me. But this was really eye-opening because I clearly remember one time, this was middle of the year last year, I was in the office. This was during Corona, so usually like no one was in the office. I was there by myself, and like I just remember I was working on my project. Well, I was about to work on my project, it was just there open, and I was sitting there in front of my computer for like 10 minutes. Now the floor is empty, I'm just sitting there for 10 minutes, and I can't get my hands to just get on the keyboard and start typing. I just don't know what it is, and all of a sudden I just get overwhelmed by like all these emotions, just all these emotions that I've been holding back, all like that divergence, that illusion that I've been holding back for such a long time, and I just start breaking down into tears. Like I just start crying. And I'm like freaking out. I'm like, holy shit, like why am I even crying right now? Like I'm at work, you know, what's going on? So I clearly remember I just start typing. I just start becoming introspective on what's going on, what's going through my head. I just do a brain dump and I put it into like I just type it all out on my computer. And in fact, I end up doing it like a kind of like just like a little letter, right? I start reflecting what's going on. Why am I feeling that? What are the causes of those things? And as I'm diving deep and following this thread of thoughts from thought after thought after thought, at the end of the text, at the end of my reflection, I clearly remember writing, you know, like this has been my life for the last 3 months, all that stuff. And I clearly just remember writing, and I am not happy. And the minute I wrote that, I just clearly remember again, just busting into tears again. But here was the difference. The first time I busted into tears and I just started crying was the overwhelming. It was the negative experience. The second time was actually very euphoric for me. The second time I was... Ooh, some of those emotions are creeping back up while I'm saying this, but the second time, I was actually very, very euphoric because I had finally accepted my truth. And the reality is that experience changed the course for what I did in the next couple months. That experience was so cool because I started to take action on things that were actually going to make me happier. Man, this is a good episode. But yeah, this is a great story because, like I said, guys, I started to take action on those things that really started to make me happy because finally, you know, I said that first part of backwards law, which is, trying to have that positive experience, right? Trying to achieve that positive experience in of itself is a negative experience because, you know, that desire is just reinforcing that you don't have that in your life. But then paradoxically, or however you say that, when I finally accepted that negative experience, when I finally accepted and I was congruent with myself that I was not happy, that was a positive experience. And from there, I was able to start to do the right things that I needed to do to start to be happy. I started to do the right things because from accepting that experience, it was like a magical, life-changing experience. Literally, my life just pivoted. From that moment, I started to create action plans. Within the next 3 to 4 months, I resigned. And I started to take really, you know, like, I took huge risks. Like, I was making an amazing salary. And my salary went hugely down. I moved across the country. I don't even do software engineering anymore. Like, I completely pivoted my career. I took big, huge jumps. But it has been like the best thing I've ever done. Like these last couple months have just been flying by because now I feel very congruent with myself. And now I'm not trying to tell myself that I'm happy all the time. I just know that I am. And that is huge because maybe now I could clear up the example I was trying to do with the confidence before I started getting to this story, which is if you're confident, you don't need to tell yourself that you're confident because you just are. If you're happy, you don't need to tell yourself that you're happy because you just are. And during the last 3 years, I felt like I had to tell myself and justify to myself that I'm happy or I should be happy because I had all these great things lined up for me that people would die for. But now, that conversation, like in my head, just doesn't happen, you know, if at all. Like, probably it still happens rarely because I need to have that check. Like, hey, am I doing things that are congruent with myself, right? But that conversation doesn't even happen. And it goes back to the analogy of, you know, the confident person doesn't have to say they're confident. They just are. The happy person doesn't have to say they're happy. They just are. The humbled person doesn't have to say they're humbled. They just are, right? Because when you tell yourself and you desire that thing, you're reinforcing that you're not and that you're trying to get to that point. And I just want to throw in a little caveat. Very often, this little nuance with the backwards law gets confused with ambition. It's good to have ambition. It's good to have goals. But you just have to make sure that you're being 100% honest with yourself, being 100% congruent with yourself, and that you're being grateful through that process. You're being grateful with the process of learning. You're being grateful for those negative experiences and you're accepting them. Because when you accept the pain, when you accept the struggle, when you accept the hustle, when you accept all those negative experiences, that in of itself, if that's however you say it, is a positive experience. So that is it for this episode. I'm still super excited to release this episode because this one was a fun one, man. I mean, I enjoy learning a lot about Eastern philosophy. I always felt like it was so different than what I grew up in, and it just offers a whole new perspective, and I just like to learn more. I'm obviously don't feel like super comfortable when it comes to philosophy because I'm not like this person who's reading all these philosophies, but I do like to indulge in those train of thoughts. I do like to hear more about that. So if you found any value in this episode, all I ever ask is that you go ahead and share this with someone who you think might get some value from this, someone who, you know, might appreciate this episode. That is all that I ask for, and that's probably all that I will ever ask for. Again, this podcast is just for me to document my journey, to document my thoughts. Like, I'm never going to throw any, like, sponsorships here, probably. I don't know. I say that now, and then in the future, things might change. The plan right now is never to do that. It's just for fun. So all I ask is that if you can share this with a friend, that would be amazing. Other than that, I hope you got a lot of value from this episode. I know I did. Just going through it, sometimes just telling these stories allows me to clear up my thoughts. You know, kind of even then take things into consideration. Just the best thing is I get to document this and put this out there. So sometime in the future, I can look back and be like, wow, those are some great lessons that I learned. All right, guys, that is it for this episode. I hope to see you on the next one. Peace.